here's a story from The World.
The singular sound of the violin has been around for some five centuries. It is a complicated instrument to build. They're usually made with spruce or maple from the northern hemisphere. But researchers in the southern part of the globe wanted to know if it's possible to build a violin with a different wood. The World's Bianca Hillier looked into what they discovered.
When Martina Meinkin's daughter began playing violin, she used a cheap starter instrument at first. But then it started acting up.
The pick slipped out and the violin went out of tune, and it was just impossible to make anything hold.
Luckily for her daughter, Meinkin is a professor in the Department of Forest and Wood Science at the University of Stellenbosch in South Africa. In a video released by the university, Meinkin said she knew the violin's issue was with its wood.
Because it started shrinking as it got hot, and if you use high-quality wood, that does obviously not happen so easily.
Meinkin quickly sought high-quality wood for a solution, but she wanted to see if she could use resources that were closer to home. So she gathered a team to build what's believed to be the first violin made of wood from Africa. They ended up using yellow wood from South Africa and sapele from West Africa. Gerhard Rue is the sound engineer who recorded and analyzed the tone.
Listening to the African violin, I was really excited that it was an actual workable solution. Because I was scared before the time, will this translate well? And it did.
The violin is full size and looks just like all the ones you've ever seen. Its sound is still easily recognizable as a violin, but Rue says you can hear the difference.
Just the slight differences in density and character of the wood, how it's strung in which direction, actually imparts quite a unique character.
Compared to a traditional violin, he says the African violin has a slightly deeper voice. You can really hear it here.
It's almost like the voice you want your lead character in the movie to have, the good guy, the strong guy.
It was so successful that Professor Martina Meinkin ended up making a second violin out of different African woods. This time, the team used hard pear and Knysna blackwood, both from southern Africa. She says it works for children's concerts, but classically trained musicians have a more specific idea of what a violin should sound like.
They all find it very interesting, but all of them want to immediately go back to their own instruments.
Still, Meinkin and Rue agree there could be a real use for the African violin in modern or jazz music, if the resources were easier to come by. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.